Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. When God's love lives in you, my friend, your life becomes an expression of His love and messages of His joy. And I want to tell you that today. Oh, His joy is overflowing in your life today, and you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And happy birthday, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. You have been busy contacting people to let them know it's my birthday, because my phone has been blowing up.
And if you would like to send an email in appreciation for Kimberly's, you can go to kimberly@freedomstreet.org or hello@freedomstreet.org. Or, no, I don't think Barbara is included today. It's just kimberly@freedomstreet.org. Send her an email. Tell her how much you appreciate her.
Well, thank you, Mom. That's really fun.
And I love the fact that your daughter, Hannah, who lives in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yes.
She sent
Panera salads to us.
Yes.
I know. That's so fun. She knows I love the strawberry poppy seed salads.
And that was so sweet of her.
I know. She's very thoughtful.
It came right on time. Wow. This world is changing.
Yes.
It really is. You can just get it right at your door.
Right. And so speaking of changes, Call to Freedom is making some changes too. And we are really excited about those changes. We're going to be utilizing more and more of social media. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Facebook and also on Instagram. You might have to look for Freedom ST Radio. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like Freedom Stradio, but we are still Freedom Street Radio. We're not going away, but our times on the radio station are going to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. Look for us at 9 o'clock p.m., 2:30 a.m., 5:30 a.m., but also look for us at 1220 KLDC at 11 a.m., 11 in the morning. So we're not going anywhere, but we won't have this 1 o'clock live spot for much longer. And we don't know exactly when that changes, but we wanted to give you a heads up about that ahead of time. So if you have any questions on how to find us, you can look for us at different times on KLTT. And also on KLDC. You can also go to our website anytime, freedomstreet.org, and look for the radio shows there. You'll find us.
That's right. And I did get emails from you yesterday asking questions, a little confusion. And so feel free to email either Kimberly@freedomstreet.org or Barbara@freedomstreet.org. And we will answer questions for you, because it's going to be different. I've been on the air now after Darren left and went to be with the Lord for 17 years, and it's going to be just a little different. But you listening, it's going to be a smooth transition.
It is,
yes.
We're excited.
We are.
And change is good. You know, last week we were really focusing on how the Lord is doing a new thing. And we want to lean into new things.
That's right.
We don't want to resist them. We don't want to fight new things.
You don't want to get stale.
Right? No. Sometimes change comes to us on the wings of something that seem harmful. They sometimes come to us in loss. And we have a hard time adjusting, but look up, my friend. God has something so much better for you because he is the God of restoration.
Yes,
he restores, he redeems, and he makes all things new. He's doing a new thing, and we just want to encourage you that he is good.
Yes.
He has got wisdom for us. We've been talking about wisdom this week,
so
we're not done. We've got more from, are we going to start in Proverbs 8 again?
Yep, we are. We're going to finish Proverbs 8 and then go into Isaiah. I'm just so excited. I hope that when you get into scriptures or Holy Spirit is telling you, I want you to do this today, that you are excited. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm looking forward to it. And the joy of the Lord is just going to spring up in you, and you will have messages to give to people that you love. I love what Holy Spirit is doing in this world today. And you might hear about the riots of young people out on the streets of towns. Well, why don't you think of the young people that are joining TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's network?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by the millions,
yes.
Kimberly, new chapters are springing up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the other side, not the negative.
Yes.
Let's look at the positive that's going
right.
on
There's
in our country.
There's an awakening happening.
Oh, there
that's right.
is. There
and
is.
We just want to be able to see it with eyes of grace. So we ask God to show us,
that's
give
right.
us his eyes
mm-hmm.
and show us what's really going on.
Yes. So as Clint Eastwood says, don't let the old man in. I have that on my computer. On my monitor, because I'm not allowing that to happen. And if some of you need to get a new phone, get a new phone. You may have children or somebody in the relationship. I've got friends that know how to tackle these new technologies, and I'm feeling free to call them or talk to them. And Kimberly, you know so much, so I'm willing to go the next step in technology.
Mm.
And I hope you are, friend. I really do. So if you have anything that you'd like to look at, lessons, teachings, blogs by Kimberly, go to freedomstreet.org and just kind of go through there. Journey through that website. Chris did a really good thing, and you can also donate online, which is easy also.
And we are listener supported. We don't have anything else that we lean on. And so thank you
mm-hmm.
for your generosity all of these years. Mm-hmm. We were just sending out newsletters in actual envelopes and stuffing them all. not email. And you can get our newsletters through the email as well, but sending them to you, we were singing songs over you,
yes.
and praying over every single name,
yes.
and blessing your household and feeling such deep gratitude for you that we were in tears from the gratitude and the joy that we feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being with us all these years.
Oh, yes, thank you. Our memory verse for this week is James 4, verse 7. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. I love what the Living Translation says about James 4. So humble yourselves before God. Submit to him, friend. Oh, he knows what's best for you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands and purify your hearts, for your loyalty has been divided between God and the world.
Mm.
And that's been a biggie in
it's
most of our
for
lives.
Every single one of us.
That's
and
right.
humbling ourselves, it that means that we are going to be willing to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
To be willing to think God's kinds of thoughts.
That's right.
His thoughts are so much higher than ours, and we need that willingness in our lives. So that's a humbling, to take a different position on what you have thought. That's a beautiful thing. So we've been talking about wisdom this week.
Yes.
And as we receive the wisdom of the Lord, our minds do change. Our thoughts change. Our perspectives change.
Oh, yes. Greatly our perspectives change.
Yes. And that's a humbling process. And the Lord loves to dwell with the humble, but he resists the proud. So we continue to become humble before him.
Mm-hmm. There's a power in wisdom that you'll find in Proverbs 8. There's wisdom from the very beginning of this world and beginning of time. Wisdom was with God in the beginning. And today we're going to start in verse 32. We're almost through with Proverbs 8. It's been a wonderful journey. I hope that you will go back to past shows. And that, again, that's on freedomstreet.org. Go to resources and down to radio shows. And you will see the different days and their titles so you can go right into Wisdom and listen to that again and again. Wisdom worth waiting for. So listen, my sons and daughters, to everything I tell you, for nothing will bring you more joy than following my ways. And this is Wisdom speaking.
Yeah, but do we believe that?
Well, I haven't in the past.
Right.
And my mind has been changed, like you just said.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It's wonderful.
Yeah. He really has more joy for us than anything we might be reaching for in this world.
Mm-hmm. So listen to my counsel, for my instruction will enlighten you. You will be wise not to ignore it. If you wait at Wisdom's, I've got words going over my words.
If you wait at Wisdom's doorway, longing to hear a word for every day, joy will break forth within you as you listen for what I will say.
That's
right. That's Wisdom. That's God.
That's right.
It's Him talking there. And Amen. we need to believe that. That there is an energy, a life source, a revelation, a goodness that comes to us when we're really seeking Him.
Mm-hmm. And even practical things, Kimberly, like this morning, I know that my bank is going to change to another bank in just 2 months. And I was needing checks, and so I went into the bank, and I got some really good advice from the clerks there, and I'm so grateful. Holy Spirit said, go in there and ask some questions. And so I'm waiting for that new bank to take over. Of course, yes, I was with First Bank, and it's going to be PNC. So if any of you have been with First Bank, you know the transition will come. I will get a new banking number, and so it's going to be quite a transition. But they said you will get a number or a letter,
yeah,
and it will be easy.
And these are small things, really,
yes,
in life.
Yes.
But we need the favor of God to go before us and to have that kind of information that we can tap into, mm-hmm, that will lead us and guide us to the next step. That's what's so beautiful.
Does worry actually take us in another direction so that we are thinking, oh, this is going to be tough. This is really going to be hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to get through this. And so when our mind goes that direction, just remember that God says His joy is going to overtake you and you're going to be filled with His joy and His, oh, Kimberly, I love the verse in John 14:27, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so Proverbs 8 here is talking about what wisdom will do for you if you listen. And I am so grateful. I'm becoming more of a listener than a talker.
Yes.
Yeah. It,
and when you do that, you end up waiting, because instead of talking it through, instead of running to get to the information that you want, mm-hmm, and spilling out your story and all of your questions, you're leaning on that verse that you just gave from John 14:27. And I love the Passion Translation. It says, I leave the gift of peace with you. This is Jesus talking.
Yes.
He leaves the gift of peace, and He says, it's my peace. It's not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, mm-hmm, but my perfect peace. Mm. So don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. And we have to remember that being courageous means we might need to wait a little bit.
Yes.
Just wait quietly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen for the answer.
That's right.
And that peace comes to us.
Because the 34th verse of Proverbs 8 says, blessed is the one who listens to me, that's wisdom, watching daily at my gates. So I'm watching for an answer from wisdom, not from the world, but from wisdom, waiting at my doorpost. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that answer.
That's good.
For he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me injures himself. Wow.
That's
injures
right.
Injures himself.
When we're rushing around trying to find answers another way besides God's way, there's injury that happens.
Yes, there is.
And sometimes it injures our pride because we end up realizing what we were reaching for didn't help at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was no help at all. So earlier this week I was saying, okay, Holy Spirit, when we get done with Proverbs 8, yep, I'm asking Him all the time, friend. When we get done with Proverbs 8, I would like to get something give me a scripture in Isaiah. Oh, and of course, Isaiah 11 comes up. It's so beautiful. It's a prophecy about Jesus, but it says here, and it begins, Isaiah 11, then a shoot will spring forth from the stem of Jesse. Now we know Jesus is down the line from King David. Jesse is King David's father, from the line of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. That's Jesus.
That's right. That's also a spirit of prophecy.
Oh, amen.
That will rest upon him. So
yes, and read that from the Passion of the second verse of Isaiah.
Isaiah 11, starting verse 2, the Spirit of Yahweh will rest upon him. That's the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of extraordinary wisdom. Mm. The spirit of perfect understanding. The spirit of wise strategy. Here we're talking about wisdom, understanding, and wise strategy. The spirit of mighty power, the spirit of revelation knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of Yahweh. How does it word that one in your translation?
He will delight in the fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord. I just want to look at that for a moment, because that is actually being loyal to God and God alone. You are not afraid of him. You are not wanting to hurt his heart, mm-hmm. because he has given it all for you.
Yes.
And so instead of wanting to hurt his heart in any way and try to do things in your own ability, with your own strategy, with your own ideas, you're waiting on him. You're loyal to him. Mm-hmm. And that's what the spirit of the fear of God is talking about. That's what Jesus waited on. He waited on the Lord, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And it says here in the third verse, he will find his delight in living by the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
That is an absolute loyalty. That is a loyalty that goes deeper and wider than anything that we think we owe family members, mm-hmm. or friends or our bosses or anyone in education. Yes. The loyalty doesn't go to people and institutions here on this earth. The loyalty goes to God and God alone. And when we know him that way and we are working for him, being his vessel, we do experience this revelation knowledge, this living understanding. Mm-hmm. It's a wisdom that can't be described in words. And we wish we could give you words for it while we're sitting right here in front of microphones. We wish we could, but all we can tell you is if you will choose to wait on the Lord, be still, and know that he is God. If you will choose that, you will be living in a different mindset, a different realm. You will have an excitement in your days. Mm-hmm. You will wake up with joy. You will go to sleep completely at peace, mm-hmm. fully satisfied.
Yes. It used to be, Kimberly, that when in the mornings, oh, and the birds love to sing right before sunrise, that I used, oh, these birds, they're just really a hassle for me. I didn't get enough sleep. So instead of that, turn it around and say, oh, Lord, you are talking to me through these precious birds. They woke us up this morning, yes, early, 4 o'clock for you, 5 o'clock for me, and I'm just enjoying the sweet, sweet tweets.
Yes, the songs that are being sung over us.
Yes.
The Lord uses nature to speak to us. Mm-hmm. He uses flowers and trees, and he uses birds to sing to us.
Yes, he does. Now, we're talking about the seven spirits of the Lord, and I'm glad you included that spirit of prophecy from the beginning, Kimberly, because those spirits come upon us as we are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Those spirits are on us, wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and power and revelation knowledge, that spirit of prophecy and the fear of the Lord, the deep reverence and honor for the God of creation. So that's ours. That belongs to us.
That's right.
Oh, amen.
And then it continues in verse 3 that he will neither judge by appearances nor make his decisions based on rumors, based on what you hear.
Yes. Now, I like in the New American Standard, it says he will not judge by what his eyes see. What do we normally judge by what our eyes see? Everything that's physical, everything that's emotional. Oh, that man looks really sad. He looks terrible. Mm. Oh, look how she's dressed. And so he will not judge by what he sees, nor will he make decisions by what his ears hear. He will wait on God. As you've said, Kimberly, you wait on God to hear that inner voice.
That's right. And it's with a righteousness that he will uphold justice for the poor and defend the lowly of the earth. Okay, I think we get righteousness confused with rightness. We think we know what's right. Mm-hmm. Only God knows what is right and wrong. And I'm not saying that I'm throwing out all rights and wrongs. It's just that the Lord himself is the one who knows how to judge with righteousness, and he's trying to lead us into righteousness. When we think we know what is right and what is wrong, we're usually deceived because of appearances, our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, the rumors in this world. And so we don't know exactly how to judge in righteousness. So we think we're right. Oh, we love to be right. Humans love to be right. But God, his salvation is for the unrighteous. His salvation is for the unrighteous. Romans 5, 6 through 8 tells us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us.
That's right.
Romans 4, 5 says that he he is the one who justifies the ungodly.
That's so good.
This is something that we need to wrap our minds around, that he is not looking for all of us to be right. He is reaching out to those who are not right. He is reaching out to the lowly, to the poor. The lowly and the poor of this earth are the ones who aren't getting it right. That is a lowly place to be. Been there. I've been there. And it is a great, gift. Excitement, energy to realize that God himself is reaching down to say that I am going to be the one to suffer for you. I will bring you righteousness. You're the unrighteous, but my righteousness will cover you. And that is what he did through Jesus. So it's done. And 1 Timothy 1:15 says Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus himself said in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful in Isaiah. I know we're reading in Isaiah 11, but I'm just going to jump to Isaiah 55:7, because this is what we participate in. When we realize the good news, when we realize that God himself is the one who completely took care of our debt that we owe and our sin and wiped it out, blotted it out. Then in Isaiah 55 verse 7, it says, let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. We're all sinners. We have all gone astray. Let us all forsake our thoughts and let us return to the Lord, that the Lord will have compassion on him. The Lord has already had compassion on us. We just need to wake up and realize, oh, the price he paid is so beautiful. He's the beautiful one, and he gave himself for the ugly.
That's right.
He's the one that did not deserve to die. We did, but he took it all.
I think that when we are going to prove that we are right in a situation with family, with sons, with mother, father, whoever, I know I am right. And so we try to prove our rightness, Kimberly. It just absolutely disrupts a relationship. It brings conflict into a relationship. When you defer to the other person, even though they may not be right, when you defer, it just melts away any antagonism.
And that's the righteousness God is talking about.
That's right.
Do you know he defers to us all the time? He has promised that he would never leave us, never forsake us. He has promised that in his word. In fact, I'll read it from Hebrews 13. And he has kept his promise. He has never broken a promise, ever. Mm-hmm. He's kept that promise. And so all of us, every single one of us, are made in his image, and he has never left us. And in Hebrews 13, verse 5, it says, you always have God's presence with you, for he hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you alone, never, and I will not loosen my grip on your life. So we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me. I know the Lord is for me, and I will never be afraid of what people may do to me.
That's what Job said in Job. I know that my Redeemer lives. He had to basically do all of that confessing on his own, Kimberly, because he was a mess. He looked like a mess. His physical body was deteriorating. His friends, in fact, they sat there for 7 days, not even speaking. They were so shocked at his appearance.
When we go through loss, we do find ourselves in a place where we're a mess, because loss hurts.
Oh, it does.
In many ways.
Yes.
But look up.
Oh,
look
absolutely.
Up, because wisdom is calling for you. Wisdom wants you to find her. And wisdom is a character, a characteristic of God. Wisdom is God. God is for you. He's on your side. He has promised that he will never leave you. Mm-hmm. And even if you are feeling really hurt today, if you've experienced a loss that has decimated your life, we've been there.
Rejection.
We want to encourage you to look to the Lord. Be still and know that he is God. Let him fill you with his revelation knowledge, with his understanding that is alive and living and full of energy. Mm-hmm. And be restored in his presence.
Yes.
He will then restore your life.
That's
as
right.
You look to him.
In his presence, my friend, is fullness of joy. Oh, and nothing can compare to God's joy. Nothing. New car, new clothes, new house. Mm-mm. No, it gets old after a while, and you have to maintain it and keep servicing it. No, but God's joy is everlasting, and it's full and complete. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Remember, go to freedomstreet.org if you want to listen to more. God be with you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.